Hello everyone. Our subject tonight is the indescribable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read one verse from 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thank God for our church and for those who honor and appreciate Christmas. And they are not few, believe me, in this beloved land and all over the world, to whom Christmas still means what it was originally intended to mean. That is to celebrate and worship the gift of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. To all who believe, let us lift our hearts and repeat with the apostle, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. When Paul started writing this chapter, he thought of him who gave up the riches of heaven for our sake. And he thought of God's gift to this world of ours and his coming to give us the most precious gift, eternal life. After deep thinking, Paul penned this verse, thank God for his indescribable gift. Do you know this is the only place in the Testament, in the New Testament, where it occurs? Someone, I don't know who wrote this verse, a hymn that I learned it when I was young. And this person tried to describe the gift of God to us in a song he wrote. He is the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of them thousands. Everybody ought to know. Another writer said Christ is the Father's gift, his pure and divine wonder. He is supreme, and he is utterly unspeakable, indescribable. He is God. Isaiah wrote about Christ in chapter 40 and verse 22. It is he who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. And after he tried to describe God's gift to the world, he wrote, saying, his name shall be called Wonderful. That's Isaiah chapter 9. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. And Isaiah the prophet, with all the titles he could come up with, he comes up short to describe this wonderful and heavenly gift. Paul couldn't come up with any word and finally wrote, indescribable, unspeakable. Why? Because of he who was. The best definition is found in the Bible, in John 1-3. John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him. Nothing came into being that has come into being. He was God coming to this world to rescue us from sin and damnation. He is unspeakable because of what he did. Christ died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. No other prophet, gods, anyone could have done that. The Bible says in Philippians 2:7, he emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant, and being made in the likeness of men, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He did not come to judge. He came to save. Listen, please, for God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. And also, he is unspeakable of because of the results from what he did. What he did is to forgive us our sins and to adopt us as sons and daughters. What a privilege. We read in John chapter 1, verse 12. The word says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. We thank God that he brought us good news. The angels gave us the good news. And as a result also, we have him as a savior. I say to all of you, to each and every one of us, rejoice, enjoy Christmas, celebrate your salvation. Thank God for his indescribable and unspeakable gift. We cannot add anything to that. And Merry Christmas and a blessed and happy New Year. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may our Lord continue to bless you.